Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bite-Sized Blessings. I don't do this very often, but every once in a while, I'd like to ask my listeners, please consider leaving a rating or writing a review wherever you find the podcast. Those ratings and reviews help others find us. And in other exciting news, the podcast has started a Patreon. For those of you who are not familiar with what Patreon is, it's a fundraising platform for creators. I have three main levels at which you can support me, and each level comes with its own rewards. It's not expensive. I have everything from $3 to $10 a month, but please do consider supporting the podcast. As the podcast becomes more successful, I've found that I have greater expenses, so any little bit will help. Please go to patreon.com or go to my website, and on the front page of my website, you'll find a link where you can get more information. So now, to this week's podcast, episode 105. This week, I interview Dr. Douglas Brown. And one of the things I wanted to do on this podcast was introduce people to each other, to introduce people that you, the listener, might not otherwise have the privilege of meeting. And this week, my guest is a doctor of homeopathy. Dr. Brown has such an interesting life trajectory. On his website, which I will provide a link for under the episode show notes, he says, "If anybody had suggested 25 years ago that I would become a full-time practicing homeopath, I would have been mystified and astonished." He was a graduate of Yale University's Family Nurse Practitioner Program in 1987, and at that time was fully committed to the medical model of health and disease upon which his training was based. And so, as many of you listeners are familiar with by listening to this podcast, life has surprises for us. And sometimes we end up in these really strange places, these really unique places that we just could never imagine. And that is exactly what happened to Dr. Brown. So now, episode 105 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
I recently had a case where someone was deeply, deeply distressed about the loss of their cat. But what was interesting about this particular case is that as the cat was getting sicker and sicker with a kidney infection, the patient herself developed a kidney infection. Her identification with the cat was so strong. And, you know, her grief was overwhelming. It was like losing a child. And she identified with the cat in so many ways.
How would you explain homeopathy to someone who's never heard of it before? A newbie. How would you explain it to a newbie?
You know, Kirsten, it depends a lot on how much time we would have. You know, because there's the 15-second elevator talk. There is more the 3-minute very casual conversation talk. And then there is the more detailed talk. You know, so I can kind of go through those if you'd like. Because it's you know, so the 15-second elevator talk is, well, it's a system of medicine that is very individualized and aims to heal people from the inside out by stimulating people's own capacities for healing. Period. Yeah, that's what it is, right? If I had a little bit more time, say I had 5 to 10 minutes. Talk, I would say I would, you know, start with that, but I would go on to say that one of the great insights of homeopathy, and which everything around it is built, is that everyone is an individual, and people's symptoms originate from something that is traumatized or distorted within that needs to become into alignment, that needs to come into balance. And every symptom that we have, whether it's mind or body, actually is a result, a consequence of that disturbance in our own ability to self-regulate. We call that the vital force. That's a kind of an old-fashioned term, but it's, from my point of view, it's an aspect of the soul. It's something that's non-material, it's energetic, it's connected to our energy field. And the most important thing to consider about it is that it recognizes that the symptoms we have in our mind and in our body are connected, that everything comes from one single disturbance. That is, we are one whole unit, one unitary whole. And that's, you know, as has been pointed out so often, the word health comes from an old English word meaning whole. And so homeopathy's great gift is that it recognizes the holistic nature of our being. So that's, you know, that's the 5 minute or 10 minute version.
You know, around homeopathy, I've heard it said multiple times by many different people that one of the ideas or concepts is that like cures like. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, that's a very important principle. Like cures like. And it seems so counterintuitive to us, right? Because from our earliest ages, we've been inculcated with the idea that if you have a fever, you take an antipyretic, right, to bring the fever down, right? If you have pain, you take an analgesic to take away the pain. If you have an infection, you take an antibiotic, right, or an antiviral. So we have been thoroughly indoctrinated in the idea that if you are sick, the important thing is to oppose it with something that will do the opposite of what the sickness does, right? So to hear that like cures like, even though we're told it comes from Hippocrates, it seems very counterintuitive, right? And that was very hard for me to swallow before I just can continually expose to the fact that it works, the experience that it works. I find, by the way, that I never try to persuade people that homeopathy works, because I know it never would have persuaded me until I witnessed it, until I experienced it. But it is based on this principle that like cures like. It turns out that if we introduce to a person the substance that has an informational map and energy that is similar to what the patient is experiencing, that exposure will help release it from the patient and bring that person back into a state of equilibrium. It's not a static equilibrium. It's a dynamic equilibrium. All of life really is movement and change, but it's a kind of energy that is resonating with the energy of the remedy.
Just as an aside, but can you give an example of where that would work?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what came to mind just now again is belladonna, since I happened to mention it as an acute remedy for my son 27 years ago. So belladonna, deadly nightshade, is in the family of nightshade plants, or what we call the solanaceae plants. It turns out that if you were to eat the alkaloid, or get poisoned by deadly nightshade, you would develop a kind of delirium. You would get a lot of blood rushing to the head. There'd be a lot of cerebral congestion into the organs of the head, like the ear. There'd be a lot of redness, a red face. There could be hallucinations. There could be a lot of pain. Could be a lot of headache. Could be a fever. So these are the symptoms of intoxication. Well, if you give someone with those symptoms that are arising not from belladonna intoxication, but they have those symptoms, if you give that person the remedy belladonna, the potentized belladonna, the spirit of belladonna, then the vital force in that patient will recognize the disturbance and be able to counteract it will navigate its way through it and come into a place of healing where those symptoms resolve. I recently had a case where someone was deeply, deeply distressed about the loss of their cat. And, you know, many people are deeply grieved by the loss of a pet, a cat. You can have a great attachment to a cat. But what was interesting about this particular case is that as the cat was getting sicker and sicker with a kidney infection. The patient herself developed a kidney infection. Her identification with the cat was so strong. And, you know, her grief was overwhelming. It was like losing a child. And she identified with the cat in so many ways. So the remedy that I gave her was, it's called lacfelinum. It's made from a drop of cat's milk, potentized, and it cured her kidney infection and cured her back pain. And it allowed her to go through the grief process of losing her cat in a much more painless, much less painful way.
Thank you for listening to episode 105 of Bite-Sized Blessings and my conversation with Dr. Douglas Brown. Intrepid adventurer as he is, following his path no matter where it led. I need to thank the creators of the music used for this episode. Music L. Files, Otis Galloway, Alexander Nakarada, Frank Schroeder, and Edvardis Sen. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to groovy artists, musicians, creators, and of course, links to Dr. Brown's website, as well as to articles that he's written that I think you'll find interesting. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Please share this podcast with every single human being you know. No, that's not my request, but yes, please share this podcast. Get the word out. Tell everyone about it. Be shameless. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Dr. Doug. Be open to the mystery and the path. Be open to new ideas. Be open to the universe and what it wants to show you, what path it wants you to follow, and then you just sit back and enjoy the ride.